Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is David Chung, and in this show we are going to discuss the Oracle Service Bus's role in SOA and the features that support that role. Be sure to check out my GoGo profile and send in any questions or comments using the box below. All right, let's get started. Within service-oriented architecture, the service bus, or Oracle Service Bus, performs the following functions. It is a broker or mediator for services. It decouples clients from services. Therefore, clients access services through the service bus. It abstracts service details from clients. It facilitates integration of legacy services and supports service reuse. Also, the service bus plays a critical role in limiting the ripple effect of change, so that changes to a client or changes to a service don't ripple out beyond the service bus. Let's take a look at the features of the Oracle Service Bus that help in that role or in those roles. The Oracle Service Bus supports protocol switching, data transformation, content-based routing, load balancing, service monitoring, error handling and validation, failover, and message enrichment. By protocol switching, what we mean is that a service that's accessed, for example, via MQ, can be accessed via a client through the bus using FTP or HTTP. So there are a number of supported protocols for services, business services accessed by the bus, and that clients may use to access proxy services in the bus. Those protocols include, and this is not a complete list, HTTP, HTTPS, email, BSMTP, FTP, JMS and MQ, RMI, EDI, Tuxedo, SFTP, EBXML, TIBCO, and more. There's also a kit that lets you create your own transport. So the service bus allows us to mix and match services using different protocols. Further, we can mix and match services using different paradigms. For example, a service that's accessible over JMS, which is an asynchronous one-way protocol, can be accessed by a client using HTTP and SOAP. So we can mix and match both protocols and communication paradigms, synchronous, for example, versus asynchronous. A huge benefit to this is that within a SOA, services exposed in the bus are made widely available to clients. It allows us to protect our investment in legacy systems. For example, if you have a legacy mainframe system, you can use MQ to access it from the bus, but expose it within the service-oriented architecture as a proxy service implemented using HTTP, using SOAP and SOAP Whistle and HTTP. So it allows us to protect our investment in legacy systems. Protocol switching is one of the very important features of the service bus. Another important feature is data transformation. When clients make a request to the bus, they send data, and that data goes through a message processing within the service bus as a part of the proxy service, and ultimately gets sent to some business service. Along the way, we can do data transformation. Transformation allows us to adapt incoming data from clients to outgoing formats required by services. That way, clients don't have to have exactly the same interface that the service requires. The bus negotiates or mediates the types and interfaces necessary. There are three supported transformation types in the Oracle Service Bus. One is XQuery. Using XPath and XQuery, there is a graphical mapping tool that lets you build both simple and complex data transformations. Another is XSL. Using XSL, XSLT, you can build transformations of arbitrary complexity. There is no graphical tool for XSL and XSLT, but if you're familiar with transformations, you can build XSL. Another form of transformation is specific to Oracle, and that is MFL, or Metaformat Language. MFL lets you generate something that's akin to a schema for non-XML and non-Java data types. For example, let's say in a mainframe you have tab-delimited data, or fixed-width fields, or tagged fields. You can build an MFL representation of that data type, and then you can use XQuery or XSL to map it to XML, or to map it to Java data types. So MFL lets us, again, gives us a way to protect our legacy investment and adapt the bus to a wide variety of types of services. Content-based routing. In the bus, you configure proxy services and business services. Some proxy services take requests and route them directly, unconditionally, to a business service. Content-based routing, or context-based routing, allows the service bus to examine the incoming message and or headers, and based on the values found, select a service. So, for example, if we have requests coming in for, we're an airline and we have requests coming in for domestic tickets, USA tickets, they get routed to one service, and international tickets get routed to another. So content-based routing adds a degree of flexibility to the system, and it decouples routing decisions from clients. It allows routing logic to change without changing the client or service, and helps to limit the ripple effect of change. So a very important feature of the bus, content-based routing. Load balancing. Clients make requests to a proxy service. The proxy service, in turn, may load balance requests among multiple business services. The client doesn't have to worry about load balancing. It simply calls the proxy, and that proxy takes care of load balancing. Service monitoring. The Oracle Service Bus contains a number of features for service monitoring. The Service Bus console has a system dashboard view that lets you view general system state. It also lets you view performance metrics. It lets you handle data aggregation, and there's a reporting tool that lets you view statistical data over time. We can also define and manage service level agreements. Service level agreements are things like how long it takes a service to respond, what is the average response time, the maximum response time, how many errors versus successful requests have occurred in a given service. Those are called service level agreements, and the system allows you to view service level agreement violations and to generate alerts and notifications based on these SLA violations. For example, if a service starts to take too long to process requests, we might want to notify someone in ops, so we can send an alert to an email destination and send an email to somebody's BlackBerry. So service monitoring is one of the features that's provided in the Oracle Service Bus. Another feature is error handling and validation. We can do validation in the Service Bus. Now, in any system, we need to determine where to do validation, but the Service Bus gives us another option whereby in a message flow, we can validate data against a schema or WSDL file. Now, the data in the Service Bus is in XML form, so schema validation makes sense here. There's also error handling. Within a message flow, we can handle errors at different levels, sort of like try-catch blocks in Java, where you can have a local try-catch block, you can have a method declare that it throws an exception, and have the caller have a different try-catch block. So within a message flow, we can have different error handlers. We can create error messages. We can reroute the original message. We can send an error message back to a client. We can log messages on an error. We can modify messages. So there are a variety of features that help us to handle errors within within the service bus. Another important feature of the service bus is failover. Clients send their request to a proxy service in the bus, and as long as the service that they're trying to invoke is operating properly, is working, clients' requests get routed to that service. But the service bus can also be configured to retry a service in the case of a failure, or to fail over and try a different service in case of a service failure. So transparently to the client sends a request to a proxy service in the bus. The bus determines that there is a failure condition and then attempts to retry or try a different service provider in order to handle the client's request. This makes the bus a very robust solution for client requests and removes the responsibility of determining what to do in the case of a failure from the client or multiple clients, and defines it in the message processing logic and the configuration of the bus. This is another means of limiting the ripple effect of change. So a failure of a service becomes now invisible to clients, because clients will be routed to a working instance of the service if one exists. Another important feature of the service bus is message enrichment. Message enrichment takes the incoming message from the client and adds data to it. For example, the client sends a request for a purchase order, but the client doesn't know what their credit standing with the vendor is. So the client sends a purchase order request, sends their customer ID, and then the message bus goes out to a database and looks up the client's credit history with the vendor. You know, does the client have any outstanding invoices, unpaid invoices over 30 days or over 60 days? And based on that, we can then add that information to the client's request when we pass it on to the order processing service. So message enrichment allows the service bus to add information to a message. Now, where does that information come from? And the answer is another service. So within the service bus, we use an action called a service callout to go and invoke a remote service, get back a response, and use that response as part of our message handling, validation, or routing efforts. In this case, we're going to use it to enrich the message and send it on to the service. So the service ultimately gets the purchase order request from the client, along with the client's current account status with the vendor, so that'll help us know whether to approve or deny the purchase order request in the back-end service. So message enrichment adds data to a message. So in this radio show, we've talked about the role of the service bus within a service-oriented architecture. We said it was a broker for services, decouples clients from services. Clients access services through the bus. It abstracts service details from clients and facilitates integration of legacy systems and supports reuse. And very importantly, it helps to mitigate or limit the ripple effect of change. The features of the service bus that contribute to these to this role are protocol switching, or mixing and matching of protocols, data transformation, content or context-based routing, load balancing, service monitoring, error handling, validation, failover, and message enrichment. I hope you enjoyed today's radio show and look forward to your comments and questions. You can email your input to me by using the question box found on this page, and I will be answering your questions and replying to your comments in upcoming presentations. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for David Chung. If there's a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio found exclusively on GoGo.com.